TikTok, YouTube murders highlight risks of live streaming. The murder of a TikTok influencer in Mexico has highlighted the dangers of live streaming on social media. On May 13th, 23-year-old Valeria Marquez was shot and killed during a live stream on TikTok at her beauty salon in the Mexican city of Zapopan. It is not clear if her killer located her because of the live stream or if he already knew her location. It came 2 months after Ari Sato, a 22-year-old YouTuber, was stabbed to death while live streaming in the street in the Takadanobaba district of Tokyo. Kenji Takano, 42, was arrested on suspicion of murder on March 11th. The Asahi Shimbun newspaper reported that the Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department had said Takano told them he traveled from Oyama City, 60 miles north of Tokyo, to carry out the attack, and tracked down her location by watching the live streaming footage. There have also been 4 live streaming murders in Jamaica since September 2024, and on January 29, 2025, Salwan Mamaka, a critic of Islam who had publicly burned the Quran, was shot dead in a suburb of the Swedish capital, Stockholm, while live streaming on TikTok. In June 2016, Antonio Perkins, 28, was shot dead as he live streamed in Chicago, a murder that remains unsolved. Then on March 1st, 2025, 3 performers on the Twitch live streaming platform, Sina, Valkyrie, and Amiru, who have 3.6 million followers between them, said a man had threatened them during a marathon live streaming session in Santa Monica, California. Louis Rossman, an electronics technician and YouTuber with 2.2 million followers from Austin, Texas, told the Epoch Times, "These incidents are tragic, but not unique to any one country or demographic. The idea that these kinds of attacks don't happen here is misleading. It's not about geography. I believe it's about access," he said. "You open yourself up to risks, YouTuber. The moment your platform reaches a certain size or your content challenges powerful entities, like I have been doing for a decade now, you open yourself up to risks," added Rossman, who has campaigned for the right to repair. Rossman said it was important, when live streaming, to prioritize being aware of everything that was going on around you, and he said, "Knowing your surroundings and being comfortable in them doesn't mean you should ignore the risks." Social media has thrown up extra security risks, especially for people who are famous or wealthy. In September 2022, rapper PNB Rock was shot dead at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, a diner in Los Angeles, during a bungled jewelry robbery, shortly after his girlfriend, Stephanie Sabanuang, posted his location on Instagram. Badiva, a musical artist and performer in London who posts on social media, told the Epoch Times, "I've always been told, don't post in real time, post after you've left." She said fans like live streaming, but the practice comes with risks for content creators. "The risk of posting live streaming is high, even if you're someone that doesn't have enemies," said Badiva, who said it was not just rappers or those wearing expensive jewelry who might be targeted. In cases like that of PNB Rock, Rossman said, "The risks may also be tied to broader cultural dynamics within certain industries. The reality is that online visibility is itself a risk factor," he said. He said harassment and threats were not limited to the famous. "They can come from anyone, anywhere, especially if your content revolves around strong opinions or challenging power structures," he added. Stalking and location tracking. On May 14th, a British man, Rob Keating, was convicted of 2 counts of stalking involving fear of violence after a trial in Portsmouth, England. The court was told he had targeted Alexandra Sapper, a U.S. travel influencer who lives in Bali and posts on Instagram as The Way Ferris. Keating had threatened to kidnap her and was arrested at the airport en route to Asia with a rope in his suitcase. On May 16th, Sapper, 33, posted an update saying her nightmare had begun 3 years ago when Keating started contacting her, and she was grateful and relieved he had been convicted. Last year, Nana Apong, 44, was convicted of murdering music promoter Robert Fox Powell near London in June 2020. The trial was told to Pong, and his associates tracked Powell's social media accounts in the days running up to the murder. Since the advent of social media and then live streaming, there is more and more opportunity for criminals to track down their prey. Chris Davies, a live stream producer and editor in the United States, told the Epoch Times, "Ultimately, if somebody is out to get you, it's relatively easy to find anyone on social media." He said when he drove through affluent neighborhoods, he often thought that people could see someone had an expensive car or a large house and decide to rob them. "I don't think the internet is ever going to be any different. If people see something they want to take, as dystopian as that sounds," Davies said. "Be careful what lens you are seen through by millions of people. If it's the wrong lens, you could be putting yourself in jeopardy." Live streaming has been around since the late 1990s, but it has become more popular and easier to do in recent years. In 2008, YouTube Live hosted its first live stream event, and then in 2011, a platform called Twitch allowed people to live stream video games. Periscope was a popular live streaming app between 2015 and March 2021, when it was closed down by its owner, Twitter. Live streaming has also become a platform for some perpetrators of horrific crimes. In February 2017, 19-year-old Marina Lonina was jailed in Ohio for live streaming the rape of an underage girl on Periscope. In March 2019, gunman Brenton Tarrant live-streamed the massacre of 51 people at a mosque in New Zealand. Another man was later jailed for sharing the video. On December 19, 2024, 23-year-old rapper Gabbaro, real name Ninos Kauri, was shot dead in Norrköping, Sweden, by a gunman who allegedly live-streamed the killing. Badiva said some criminals and gang members were now documenting their crimes on film, like some form of extreme reality TV. "It's like watching live cinema. You're no longer watching a horror film, you're in the horror film," she added. Live streaming-related murders in Jamaica. Jamaica has seen 4 murders involving people killed while, or just after, live streaming in 7 months. On April 27th, Jabari Johnson, an influencer known as Babaskang, was shot dead on a street in the Jamaican capital, Kingston, while broadcasting live on TikTok. Horrific footage, which went viral, showed Johnson talking and singing with a friend when suddenly a hooded gunman crept up behind him and shot him several times. 2 influencers, Xavier Niagong Foga and Marlon Samuels, aka 41 Bus Head, who were both 23, were killed in December in separate incidents, and a 20-year-old student, Kiuno Watson, was killed in September after he was struck by a stray bullet. Andre Williams, a crime journalist with the Gleaner newspaper in Jamaica, told the Epoch Times that live streaming had kicked off on the island after he filmed on TikTok outside the main prison in the capital, Kingston, in July 2024. Following the release of Vibes Cartel. He said there was huge anticipation for the release of Cartel, who had been freed following a decision by judges in London, which acts as the highest court of appeal for Jamaica, to quash his murder conviction. "I broke the internet because my live stream was very active," Williams told the Epoch Times. Persons from overseas were sending in gifts on the live. "My battery died because of how active the live stream was. At one point in time, I had 66,000 people on the live stream." He said this is an election year in Jamaica, and politicians had started live streaming campaign events. Wherever they go, these days, they are going live on their social media platform so that other persons see them and see what they're doing and can engage with them, Williams said. But he said most politicians were surrounded by a security detail, unlike most people using TikTok or Instagram. Williams said following the deaths in Jamaica, security experts had been brought in to try to educate the public about the risks of live streaming. While 3 of the Jamaican victims were killed in public, 1 was murdered at their home. "Danger lurks even at home." Paige Henson, co-founder of Secure Labs, a U.S. company, told the Epoch Times that people need to take precautions when live streaming from home. "I would pick a spot in your home and really scrutinize the background. What details are you giving away? Is there a certificate from the university you attended? Is there anything revealing about your children or other people in your house? She said. Those are the sort of things that people don't think could be used against them, or that information could be filed away to build a profile of them. She said there were now AI tools out there that could help people locate your home, even if the address is not in the public domain. Henson also advised influencers to post content on Latergram, meaning putting things up on social media after they have left where they created the content. Rossman said it was important to put things into perspective. I've spent most of my life in New York City and have live-streamed myself walking home through neighborhoods with reputations for being unsafe, without incident, he said. But he added, I realize being a public figure can quickly turn into vulnerability. My phone number was leaked online, which led to a steady stream of crank calls and credible threats. Since then, I've had to make multiple changes in the way I function and present myself online to ensure my own safety, he added.